Hello, I'm Terry Bennett, and welcome to another edition of Organ Stop, our regular program dedicated almost entirely to music written for the organ. We feature mainly classical composers, but with the odd occasional surprise thrown in from time to time. This evening we're featuring works by Bach, of course, Haydn, Boehmen, Durufle, Albinoni, and others. But we start today with Percy Whitlock, who was born in 1903 in Chatham in Kent, and studied under Vaughan Williams at the Royal College of Music. His style of writing appears to have been influenced by Gershwin and other popular composers of the 20s, with melodies which appear to resemble folk songs prevalent in his work. Whitlock suffered from tuberculosis and hypertension and became nearly blind before his untimely death in 1946 at the age of just 43. His four extemporizations for organ were written in 1932 and 1933, and here we have the fanfare from that work. Thank you. Percy Whitlock's Fanfare from the Four Extemporizations, played there by James Vivian on the organ of Temple Church, London, and that was written in 1933. The Neumeister Collection is a compilation of 82 chorale preludes found in a manuscript copy produced by Johann Neumeister, who lived between 1757 and 1840. When the manuscript was rediscovered at the Yale University in the 1980s, it appeared to contain 31 previously unknown early chorale settings by Johann Sebastian Bach, which were added to the BWV catalogue as numbers 1090 to 1120 and published in 1985. This particular chorale prelude, and it's a very short one, Christ, der du bist der helle Tag, or Christ, you are the bright day, was likely written around or shortly after 1700, the year Bach wrote the rather famous variations, or partita, version of the same chorale. Johann Sebastian Bach's Chorale Prelude on Christ, der du bist, der helle Tag. And that was played by Joseph Payne at St. Paul's Church in Brookline, Massachusetts. Moving on, we're staying with the Bach family, this time Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, who lived between 1710 and 1784, and he was the second child and eldest son of Johann Sebastian. Although he was recognised as a highly skilled organist, improviser and composer, his employment was often unstable, and he died in poverty. Here we have his fugue in F major, F33. Thank you. F major by Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, played there by Filippo Turi on an unspecified organ. Next, we move on to Joseph Haydn, the life of whom overlapped with Bach by some 18 years. He was born in 1732 in Rohrau in Austria. Although he spent a brief period in the 1750s playing the organ in the Bohemian Chancery Chapel at the Judenplatz, he's not generally known for his organ output. I think he was too busy writing 104 symphonies. He nonetheless found time to write a Flottenuhr, literally a piece for a musical clock.
Thank you.
Joseph Haydn's Flotteneur. And that's number 19 in the Hoboken catalogue, and it was played there by the great Olivier Latry. Something a little lighter now, and this is Reginald Dixon, who was the organist of the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool from 1930 until 1970, and sold more recordings than any other organist before or since. He made thousands of broadcasts and remains, surely, the best-known cinema and theatre organist of all time. This piece is the Parade of the Tin Soldiers, an instrumental musical character piece in the form of a popular jaunty march, written by the German composer Leon Gessel in 1897. A scratchy recording there, but that was obviously Reginald Dixon with the Parade of the Tin Soldiers at the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Now, Léon Boëlman was a French composer of the late 19th century who was known for a small number of compositions for organ. He studied with Eugène Gigoud and later became organist at the Church of St. Vincent de Paul, Paris. He was there from 1881 until his death at the age of just 35, 16 years later. By far his best-known work is the Suite Gothique from 1895, and here we have the very expressive Prière de Notre-Dame from that piece.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, note the 32-foot pedal note at the end there. That was Wellman's Suite Gothique, written in 1895 and played there by Peter Herford on yet another unspecified organ. Now, Nicholas Bruns was Danish and lived between 1665 and 1697. At the age of 16, he was sent to live with his uncle, who lived in Lübeck in Germany. And there he learned the organ, studying under Dietrich Buxtehude and later returning to Copenhagen. Only five of Bruns' organ works survive, and here we have his Preludium in G major, very typical of the North German organ tradition. Thank you. Preludium number 1 in G major by Nicolas Bruns, and it was played there by Julian Weir on the organ of Clare College, Cambridge. Now, Tommaso Albinoni lived between 1671 and 1751, and he was an Italian Baroque composer. He's famous adagio in G minor for violin, strings and organ, the subject of many modern recordings, is thought by some to be a musical hoax composed by Remo Girzotto, although that's never been proven. It is certainly true that Girzotto, who was a 20th century Italian musicologist, contributed to completion of the work. Its place in the classical repertoire has certainly been assured, and it regularly features as an organ transcription, both at recitals and at weddings.
Thank you.
The Adagio for Strings and Organ there by Tommaso Albinoni, played by the late Carlo Curley, again on an unspecified instrument. Well, that's almost all we have time for this evening. I hope that you've enjoyed this edition of Organ Stop. And we're going to go out tonight with some Mendelssohn. And this is the Allegro chorale and fugue in D major. Good night.